T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No collusion.
Daniel Lipman is the co-author of the Politico Playbook that a lot of folks have delivered right to their email every morning, kind of updating what's happening in D.C. And Daniel, I guess the number one issue today is the release of the redacted Mueller report. But do we have any idea yet what the redactions will be? And I heard something about the color coding of the redactions. Do we know what categories that falls into?
They haven't released the categories of those redactions, mm-hmm. Of the color coded. It's kind of, you know, my colleagues, Jake Sherman and Anna Palmer, were joking on the Stephen Colbert show last night that it's, you really need a color printer now if you want to read the whole report.
Oh, that's interesting. Makes it expensive.
Yeah. And maybe people are going to rush to Kinko's to print this thing out. But if you want to wait a few days, then you can buy a book version of this, because at least 3 major publishers are going to be immediately printing this report and publishing a book on it. And so it's almost like the 9/11 commission report.
Yeah. Or the Star Report. Remember, people were buying that almost instead of Playboy at the time because it was so tawdry. Yeah, I don't think this will have that.
As sexy as that, but it's definitely going to be more of a Robert Ludlum thriller. We don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, if the report is good for President Trump, if it does indeed clear him and the campaign of actual collusion, with an intent of manipulating the public, why do you think there'd be a counter report here, and why have the Attorney General hold this press conference? Why not just let the report stand on its own, you think?
Well, Barr wants to set the narrative again, mm-hmm. Likely in favor of Trump, because this is the person who appointed him. He owes everything to Trump for kind of bringing him out of legal obscurity. Everyone had kind of forgotten who he was, and then he's
probably making a lot of money before this, I would think, right?
Yeah. But he can make even more money after.
That may be true.
Huh. Although I'm sure there's some liberal companies that would not hire him because of what he's done. And, uh-huh. But I think it's he wants to kind of give a more detailed summary of everything that's in the report. But mm-hmm. I was thinking this morning, and I think most Americans would actually want to hear from Robert Mueller about this. It's his investigation, and I think they will likely get a chance when Democrats bring Mueller to the Hill.
So do we expect in this press conference a narrative from the Attorney General and then a Q&A period, or is this strictly, I'm going to give remarks and then say I'm delivering the redacted copies to the Capitol Hill and that's it?
I would expect him to take questions, because it's not, he is the Attorney General after all. He doesn't just work for the administration and the president. Uh-huh. He is a public servant, and as news media representatives, we are kind of representing the public in our questions. And so I think he would be advised to take questions. I don't know how many he will take.
Yeah.
Jeff Sessions kind of had a tingly relationship with the press corps because of how much bad coverage he received, mostly driven by President Trump.
Yeah. And none of the Mueller team will actually be present today.
No, a lot of them have moved on to different jobs. We had a story about how some of them were going into private practice or academia, or going back to posts at the DOJ or the FBI, and so they are kind of steering clear. And they wouldn't, of course, want to be associated if they did not like how the press conference went, if they felt like it misrepresented their report and their investigation. They already feel that way about the 4-page summary, which they felt left a lot of stuff out there. So we are waiting for a ton of bombshells today.
My observation from a distance, not talking to as many people in Washington as I used to when I lived there, is that the attacks on the president have shifted largely away from the collusion claim to now, well, you did everything you could to undermine Mueller and to scare people and to obstruct justice. And even if Barr doesn't think that you obstructed justice, that's the case we're going to make to the American public. Would you agree that that's what we should probably expect to hear from Democrats, barring something crazy coming out that we're completely unaware of?
I would expect that would be their message on this topic. But I was talking to some, you know, top Democratic staffer on the Hill last night, and you know, they agreed with me when that this is not an issue that drives the American people. And so unless you are caught red-handed with Vladimir Putin plotting the election, that the charges of obstruction, and there's no charges, there's just going to be allegations of some.
We don't like what you said. You shouldn't have defended yourself so vociferously and denigrated Robert Mueller. I mean, that'll be what the
Democrats actually do not want to talk about this after this week. They have to do some to kind of keep their base happy. So they have to like try to fight for the Mueller, the whole Mueller report, and they have to get Robert Mueller on the Hill and get other, you know, Jared Kushner or Don Jr. to testify. But they would actually rather talk about health care. Won their election in 2018, and all those moves against health care by the Trump administration is kind of gold for Democrats going into 2020. And so they feel like they can, that's their sweet spot.
Yeah, the writing seems to be on the wall just from a PR standpoint that the American public, barring something crazy, they seem to have moved on from it. I mean, Rachel Maddow will probably do another 2 weeks about whatever's in the report. But, you know, that's preaching to the choir. Really interesting. All right, Daniel Lipman, the co-author of the Politico Playbook. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Maybe we'll talk to you again once we get the actual document. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.